Proclamation number 4911 of 7th of June, 1950. Through the world goes the angel of light. The angel of light goes through the world and proclaims my gospel everywhere. And where he finds willing hearts, he stays there and lights a light which radiates into the darkness again. I know very well where I will find receptive hearts. I know very well who is suitable to spread my gospel again, who distributes my precious gifts as a bearer of light and is there for a support for me on earth in the last days before the end. The spiritual darkness on earth is almost impenetrable, and where a light shines there are also opponents who try to extinguish it again, for light and darkness are in constant battle with each other. And it is the end time. Consider this, you humans, that the earth will be in complete darkness at the end because dark forces have the upper hand. Consider that the light can only still be guided to earth through souls of light which dare to enter the darkness in order to still wrest souls from the Prince of Darkness, and that equally strong dark forces want to destroy the work of the souls of light. Consider that this is why the earth is facing its end, because darkness prevails and overshadows every ray of light unless people's will is so strong that they carefully guard the light. Then you will also understand why the pure gospel does not prevail, why it does not spread as it should. I pour out my gifts of grace in abundance, yet my adversary also has great power in the end with my permission. It is a battle between him and me which will certainly find victory on my side. Nevertheless, I let him have his way. After all, the human being's free will is decisive as to whether he prefers light or darkness. And since free will is more inclined towards my adversary, his power is so great and I do not restrict it because I will not make the will unfree. But my messengers of light are constantly at work, and even if the little lights are rarely lit, they nevertheless spread extraordinary brightness in the darkness of night, and the light has a beneficial effect on such souls which have not yet completely fallen prey to my adversary. And I try to save these souls from his power before it is too late. Humanity is not blameless for its state of darkness, for there is a sure remedy for it which, however, they cannot use. To lead an active life of love. Then they will prepare themselves for a change from night to light, then they will not be defenselessly enslaved by my adversary either, and then it will become light within themselves. But who can force people to love, which has to be practiced completely freely, or it could not be called love? Love can only be preached, and this is done by my bearers of light who come from the spiritual kingdom and work directly or indirectly on earth. Love is to be preached to people because it is the only means to redeem them from that power. And therefore, spreading light means conveying my teaching of love to people, to constantly admonish and spur them on to be active in love, and therefore it is most important to make people understand the significance of love, to teach them that love is strength and only through love can the human being emerge from the night of death into the light of life. Therefore, only those who proclaim my teaching of love wherever possible will ever be true representatives of me on earth. Then they will scatter sparks into people's hearts which, if they find nourishment, can flare up into a flame and then give off a bright glow of light which can be seen and felt as warmth in a wide area again. Teach love to all of you who want to serve me. Try to reveal to your fellow human beings the secret of their salvation. Kindle a little light everywhere and thus spread the gospel in the world, simply and purely, without outward appearances, then you, as my apostles of the last days, will be emissaries from the spiritual kingdom. Then you fulfill your mission, which you have taken on of your own free will. To be active in the redemption of erring souls in the lost time before the end. Amen.